The regeneration of travel. A queer femme fashionista finds community in rural Arkansas. Standing out and proud. Growing up in suburban Ohio, Elise Alessandro, a queer plus-size femme, felt she had to hide herself to fit in. Relentlessly bullied for not conforming to the norms of her classmates, they took issue with her colorful, eclectic style. Her fondness for sewing her own clothes, her body type, Elise begged her parents to send her to a new high school. Here, she could make a fresh start, try to blend in. In fact, it was only after moving to big city Chicago, aged 18, that Elise felt comfortable enough to be her true self. "I only applied to colleges in big cities," she says. "I knew that in cities, there'd be more room to be different." Fast forward about 15 years, and Elise is now a queer traveling plus-size fashion influencer with 135,000 Instagram followers. She's gone from blending into the background to being intentionally and unignorably seen. "I feel a responsibility to be out and visible for other people," Elise says. "They need to see it's okay to not just be who you are, but celebrate who you are." Elise's Instagram, @readytostare, embodies that self-celebration. Her loud and proud post, wearing a fabulous floor-length rainbow gown outside the Coliseum, or a bright striped bikini on Utah's salt flats, invite people to stare. And though it all started with fashion, Elise's outfits are a fierce rebuttal to the strangers who routinely fat-shame her, both in real life and online. Elise soon found that the more she posted about traveling, the more comments she got from queer followers, who were both surprised and delighted by the sheer number of LGBTQ+ friendly destinations she posted about. Elise was inspired by it too. "Travel has really opened my eyes to the ways in which LGBTQ+ folks create community all over the world," she says, noting that her first trip outside the U.S. to study in Italy, age 20, felt formative. "I went to a gay bar in Rome, and the experience really stuck with me. I remember how free and vibrant everyone felt." Today, she deliberately seeks out queer communities in every destination she visits, finding the places she can feel comfortable enough to be her authentic self. "I love that a lesbian bar in Puglia, Italy is different to one in Atlanta, Georgia. But I know walking into either that I'll be accepted and celebrated." However, having checked off plenty of cities, Elise is intrigued by a different kind of destination, a 2,000-person community in Arkansas's Ozark Mountains. Once a Victorian resort town famed for its healing local waters, Eureka Springs has more recently been hailed the gayest small town in America. Rainbow flags flutter from every other storefront, and not satisfied with one annual Pride event, it hosts 3 diversity weekends a year. "To Elise, this sounds like the kind of community I've been seeking since I was a kid. A small town where differences are celebrated, not hidden. It feels like a meaningful discovery for her followers, too. Everyone knows cities are havens for LGBTQ+ people, but queer travelers don't only want a vacation in big cities." Touching down. Elise's desire to try something different is characteristically on trend. Survey after survey shows post-COVID travelers eager to get out of their bubbles and their comfort zones. Those same surveys also show travelers increasingly intentional about connecting with local communities. For Elise, the opposite of the queer traveler's comfort zone is where she's headed, a small town in a largely rural region. But she's immediately encouraged by the friendliness of Bentonville, Arkansas, the closest city to Eureka Springs. Being a Marriott Bonvoy Rewards member, she chooses the Aloft Rogers Bentonville from Marriott Bonvoy's portfolio of hotels for her weekend stay. It's one of the go-to accommodations when thousands of LGBTQ+ people descend upon the area for Eureka Springs June Pride. As she checks in, the always gregarious Elise gets to talking to Bethany Stewart, the hotel sales coordinator and a longtime local resident. Bethany suggests some vantage points for admiring Eureka's show-stopping scenery. Its narrow, winding streets curve up and around the pristine green hills that make this one of the Wonder State's most beautiful locales. That scenery is on full display during the bucolic hour-long drive to town. The leafy landscape eventually reveals an old-timey downtown, surrounded by foothills where striking Victorian homes tuck into every verdant nook and cranny. And though the springs that first made Eureka a tourist draw aren't immediately apparent, there are more than 60 natural springs in the area, many of them cloistered inside manicured gardens or underground caves. To see some of the prettiest springs, amble through the town center along the Natural Springs Trail, from the limestone cavern of Grotto Spring to the ornamental Basin Spring Fountain. But for all the turn-of-the-century small-town charm, there's a distinctly counterculture current in Eureka's surplus of rainbow motifs and crystal shops. Finding friends. Elise's first stop is Three Bird Cafe. The Three Birds are chef owner Jennifer McDermott, her wife Raina, and their daughter Emily. The seasonally inspired menu celebrates Arkansas produce. A sweet potato cinnamon roll made with locally grown sweet potatoes and locally sourced honey glaze soon has Elise involuntarily mmming. As Elise eats, the McDermotts proceed to blow her mind with observations about local life. Among them, what it's like to raise their daughter here. They've all been embraced by the community. Where to go for brunch? There are several weekly drag brunches, which Elise notes in astonishment. Cleveland doesn't even have. And what to do if you ever have a problem? Post to Facebook and the entire community instantly rushes to your aid. Like many people Elise meets in town, they were encouraged to move here by friends who raved about the gorgeous nature and welcoming feel. But perhaps their most poignant exchange is about tolerating difference. "I struggle with the word tolerate," says Jennifer. "You shouldn't tolerate, you should embrace." "Right," nods Elise. "I feel that about the word acceptance. I don't want to be accepted. I want to be celebrated." Past and present. Though the Eureka Springs Historical Museum's archives contain vintage photos of same-sex people holding hands, there's no definitive evidence of queer culture flourishing until the 1960s. Bohemians and hippies flocked here for the great scenery and good energy, earning the town its unofficial tagline, "The place where misfits fit." Some of those OG misfits can be found around town today. Arguably the most groundbreaking community patriarch is artist Zeke Taylor, who along with his now husband Dick participated in the first legal male same-sex wedding in the South. Zeke's art hangs all over town and even the state. He won the Arkansas Governor's Arts Award for Lifetime Achievement, but undoubtedly the best place to see it is the By Appointment Gallery next to his house. The artist is chipper and welcoming as Elise enters his home studio, and Zeke is quick to point out that's just how it is around here. It's not gay-friendly, it's just friendly. One change Zeke has observed since moving here nearly 40 years ago, he notes, is the growing trans community. At Gravel Bar, a neighborly retro-rustic spot with regular live music and a mixed crowd of all ages and persuasions, married owners Ethan and David Avanzino. Ethan, an out trans millennial, David, a gay retired private investigator, say they are constantly changing hearts and minds. Elise is most affected by a story they tell about a woman who came to the bar and spent the entire night staring at them. "Eventually she came up to us and said, 'I heard about you guys being gay and trans and running this bar, and I came here to tell you the way you're living is wrong,'" Ethan recalls. "And instead, I've seen who you are and what you've built, and it's changed my mind. I realize I need to be a better mom to my gay son." "That's amazing," the ordinarily verbose Elise manages, clearly moved. Digging deeper. A more recent transplant is Belen Ariola, a queer Mexican-American woman who moved to Eureka from Vermont at the invitation of friends. Though Belen admits initial skepticism, "I wasn't sure I'd feel safe," a research visit quickly assuaged any fears. Soon after relocating, Belen opened her own coffee bar, Just Be, where she served Java by New Java Roastery, which sources coffee from small, eco- and socially conscious farms. From across the coffee bar, Belen and Elise establish an instant yin-yang rapport. Belen preternaturally serene, Elise spectacularly ebullient. Ever the friendly Eurekan, Belen offers to show Elise some of her favorite spots. The pair visit everything from a queer-owned taproom brews, offering trivia nights, poetry slams, and karaoke competitions, to the Instagram-famous Cashin Boardman Rainbow Stairs. The story behind the mural is typical of the town, inspired by rainbow crosswalks in iconic queer districts like San Francisco's Castro. Two Eureka High School students submitted designs for the artwork, which were then combined by local muralist Doug Myerskoff. It seems fitting Eureka designed and painted its own unofficial symbol, one that brightly celebrates being an all-inclusive community. A better future. As her trip draws to a close, Elise is above all inspired. I feel really hopeful that Eureka Springs has found this way to be a haven for everybody, she reflects. It doesn't happen often that I leave a destination with a transformative idea about how we can better the country and perhaps the whole world. As someone who was bullied for standing out in her own small hometown, Elise is especially encouraged to see Eureka Springs standing out together as a community, one that keeps growing in spirit and size. So while she's happy to shop under any circumstances, see those fabulous outfits, she's even more gratified knowing that spending money with queer-owned businesses helps preserve Eureka's LGBTQ+ community. I'd recommend Eureka Springs to anyone, Elise says. But for queer people who maybe don't want a vacation in a big, busy city, we need these kind of relaxing, low-key spaces where we can feel comfortable. As she prepares to head back to Bentonville, Elise leaves with souvenirs both intangible and tangible, hope and a plan. I'm plotting a trip back already, she laughs. Box outs. Plan your Eureka Springs trip. Where to stay? Aloft Hotel Rogers Bentonville. What to do? Three Bird Cafe. Eureka Springs Historical Museum. Zeke Taylor. Gravel Bar. Just Be Coffee Bar. Brews. Read more, travel better. How to Travel Better, Pride Lives Here. Second, Third, and Fourth Cities. Nature Off the Beaten Path. Learning from Locals. Ends.